Well, this year's Ride for Hope is raising money for Compassion Australia and SimAids Girls Off the Streets. It is proudly supported by 98.5. 30 cyclists are continuing their journey back to Perth after setting off from Albany on Monday. One of the riders is Compassion WA's relationship manager, Rodney Olsen, who joins me now from Wagin this morning. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, Tim. Great to be talking to you.
Today is day four of the ride. Yesterday you rode from Katanning to Wagin, which is a fairly short ride in comparison to some of the other days during the week. How did everything go yesterday?
Yeah, it was good. It's one of those deceptive days. So just under 60 k's, about 59 I think it was all up. It's one of those deceptive days when you think, oh, it's the shortest day, so we're just going to blitz this. But you know, it has its own struggles along the way, as every day does. But the team did really well, and there were some sections along there where we had the wind behind us. We had to beat a storm. There was forecast of a storm with hail and all sorts coming. And thankfully, we were able to get here in the early afternoon and then just sit back and watch as that storm rolled in across Wagin.
Now, as I mentioned, you started riding on Monday and you're expected back this coming Saturday afternoon. So you're around about halfway through the ride. How's everybody feeling generically?
People are wandering around, sort of looking dazed and confused, thinking, what am I doing here? People are generally in good spirits, but it's about this point where you start to really have to draw out your stores of energy because, you know, as you say, we've been riding for 3 days. We've got three more and some of the tougher days ahead because today we're doing around 100 kilometres. The wind is probably going to be against us today and there are quite a few hills along the way as well. So it's going to be a bit of a push, but we've got a good team, so we're just going to push on until we get there. We're going to stop into to Narrogin for some lunch and then continue on and be in Pingelly tonight.
Rodney, some of the highlights so far?
Oh, look, so many highlights right along the way. And most of it is the hospitality from the local people. Here in Wagin, there are the legendary steaks that one of the farmers brings and cooks for us each year, which have just been absolutely magnificent again. But everywhere we go, people are keen to hear our story. They want to know about the causes that we're supporting. Last night, after we had our meal, we had a presentation to the people here, told them about the causes, about SimAids Girls Off the Streets, and about Compassion. And I know that there were people interested in both causes. There are a number of people who sponsored children through Compassion Australia last night. So it's really good. They're just some of the highlights. On the road, it's just riding along with a team of people that very quickly become your friends. And we've actually got someone who's come a very long way to be in this ride, and that is a gentleman by the name of Struan, who's come all the way from Scotland. So it's just a highlight to actually, I guess, see our own state once again through someone else's eyes as he sees the different things for the first time.
I'm chatting to Compassion WA's relationship manager, Rodney Olsen, about the Ride for Hope, which is currently going, raising money for Compassion Australia and SimAids Girls Off the Streets. Rodney, do you have any idea how much you've raised so far, and particularly, I guess, over the last few days, where no doubt people would have been giving you donations along the way as well?
It's been thrilling to see the money just continuing to mount up because we know how much good it will do. And so last night we were doing some quick calculations and we're really close to $50,000 for the ride. That's covering both causes. So we're really hoping that a few extra people will jump in and say, hey, listen, I can give $5 or $100 or $20 and I can make a difference. And if they want to do that, they just need to head to our website and there are links there at rideforhope.me.
That is rideforhope.me, and you can check out what the guys are up to, where their next point is, keep an eye on them, and of course, if you'd like to and can, make a donation towards this terrific cause, rideforhope.me. Been chatting to Rodney Olsen, Compassion WA's relationship manager. Rodney, I believe you're heading to Pingelly today from Wagin, so safe riding, mate, and I look forward to seeing you all when you're back on Saturday.
Thank you. Looking forward to being back at Thornley Christian College, 3:30 this Saturday afternoon if people turn up to see us in, and we'll arrive about 4. Can't wait for it. Thanks, Tim.